This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are people who, there's people who accepted Islam after 9/11. There are people who, like I said, their iman was weak. They were suffering, and then when 9/11 happened, and when they once again when they were challenged, that's when their iman was strengthened. And that often baffles the mind. And oftentimes, when people think of that, it doesn't, like, logically, it doesn't make sense. Like, why would you become Muslim when things get harder? Right? So just surface level, logically, you'd say, if it's harder to become a Muslim, then there's going to be less Muslims. Throughout the history of Islam, that has never been the case. The history of Islam tells us that as things get more difficult, as things get harder, more people come to Islam. That is how Islam started. Islam started with difficulty. Islam started with hardship. Islam started with people alienating people from their own community. Right? We know what the Prophet ﷺ went through. We know what the companions went through. They're living in their home, and the parallel between, by the way, the Muslims in Mecca and the Muslims of today, Muslims in America, is amazing. Because for Muslims in Mecca, the only home that they knew, the only home that they had, was Mecca. They loved Mecca. And Mecca was a disbelieving society. Mecca was a society that tortured them and oppressed them and rejected them and pushed them out of their homeland. I mean, even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we know that it affected him on a deep emotional level when he had to leave Mecca. And he didn't want to leave Mecca. He was forced out of Mecca. And we know the story that finally when he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he's leaving Mecca, he takes a last look at Mecca. And his heart is filled with love. And then he looks to Medina, a foreign place for him, a place that he is not familiar with. That's not his home. And he says, Allahumma habib ilayna al-Madina ka hubbina li Makkah. He says, oh Allah, make Medina beloved to us, just as we have love for Mecca. Meaning these strong feelings that I have, or that we have for Mecca, oh Allah, allow us to have those feelings for Medina as well. Why? Because he loved Mecca. Because his heart yearned for Mecca. And that is why not only Prophet ﷺ, but all the companions who made Hijrah, all of them who left Mecca, that was a very difficult thing because they were being kicked out of their home. They're being told that you don't belong here. And the exact same thing is happening today, unfortunately. May Allah protect us. But a lot of Muslims are being told, you don't belong here. Especially like this generation that I'm looking at here. Like those of you who were born here and raised here, you know how it feels. Right? Like I think of myself, like I don't know a society, a community, or a people other than the American people. I mean, yeah, I've lived in other places for periods of time. But the way I know and understand America, the way I can relate to American culture, I can't relate to any other culture in that way. Right? So when someone comes and tells me, like, you don't belong here or you're not American, that just blows my mind, right? As it does for a lot of you. But in that difficulty, what happens? Well, people, as I said, in those hard times, in those difficult times, people come back to Islam, or they reach for Islam.